Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I am a creative life coach, singer, songwriter, and author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am happy and excited to have my husband, Dudley Denader, back as my guest today. Dudley is a graphic designer, aerial and architectural photographer, business owner, musician, singer, songwriter, and an inspiring and fun dad for our son, Xander. Join us for a conversation about music, singing, songwriting, and you'll get to hear the recording of our new song, Smile, during the show. Welcome, Dudley.
Hi.
Hi. Just thinking about this, our song, Smile, makes me smile. I've got this big smile on my face. Mm.
I do, too. And all you have to do is turn up your lips.
Yeah, people will get that once they hear the song. So, oh my gosh, it was so fun having you back on the show in November to talk about the 40-year celebration for Denader Design and Photography. That was really awesome to go over the decades from 1980, 1990, 2000, 2010 to 2020. That was really fun. And today, though, we're focusing on music, the music aspect of you living your music. And I'm so excited for everybody to get to hear our new song.
Oh, that was so much fun to write. A lot of it came from you. So this is a collaboration, not just me. And I also, in your introduction, you forgot to say that you were mom to Xander and what you did to make the boy such a wonderful man and a successful human.
Oh,
so,
well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I remember I was listening to Pharrell's song Happy, and that's what I was talking about, how much I love listening to Happy by Pharrell. And
I remember that because
happy.
You played that over and over and over and over and over again, and it was the one song that I really didn't mind if you played over and over and over again. And I started thinking about the universality of the song, how
mm-hmm.
it applied to everyone so uniquely to that inner spot of happiness and made you smile, made you want to dance, made you want to move around. And I thought, I've got to write a song that's like that in the same ilk. And so I thought and I thought and I thought, what do I, it's got to be, and I wanted it to be a single word. I didn't like happy, something simple. And I went through a numbers of, you know, joy and glee and, you know, all these other words and their significance and how I can incorporate that into a song. And then I thought, oh, smile. And then smile, yeah, because there's a lot of things that you could sing about or that you could talk about per se in a song for the word smile. So I started thinking about that, and then the first thing I thought of that really sent the song off, that really set it up, was the first line, which I already said, which is, all you have to do is turn up your lips. And the funny thing about that is, in the process, if you stop, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, and if you turn up your lips, even if it's a fake smile, it makes you feel better. It's
yeah.
so strange. And then a real true smile, one that, you know, ignites from the center of you and then comes out through your eyes and so on, that's, you know, even a greater sense of the word smile or the joy and excitement that you feel when you smile.
Yeah, so true. You know, it's interesting when you said that about the smile going into your eyes, and Nora Roberts' book that I'm reading, it was talking about this woman and how her smile didn't make it all the way up to her eyes. And it's, you know, that you can tell a smile is really real and really deep when you can see it in the person's eyes. That
yeah.
makes such a difference. Which is also an important thing right now, because since we all have to wear the masks because of the COVID-19, we can't see people's mouths and we can't see their actual smile. But I've noticed that when I'm with people, that have masks on, if they're smiling a true smile that goes to their eyes, I can see it.
Right, you can see
it.
Their eyes squint. That's the first thing I look for, is that little squint toward the edge of the eye. That shows me a lot. And it, I've since that time, because I followed the same thing that you were just talking about. It just, you know, as soon as you put a mask on, much of your face, your personality is covered. And I didn't even realize how important your nose and your mouth is to your personality and to your look and your face and everything. But, gosh, and there's certain people I look with it, see with a mask on, I don't even recognize them. But the aspect of seeing the smile with the mask on, that's, you see the little crinkle in their nose, and you see the squint, you know, the little wrinkles toward the sides of their eyes. And they, sometimes their eyebrows raise. But it's funny how you can recognize that visually.
Yeah, yeah.
And tell that they're actually smiling underneath the mask.
I've been smiling the whole time since we started the show and just thinking about smiling. I just, you know, the thing that's so cool about happy also that Pharrell wrote, and the same thing is true with smile, is that the world needs all the happy and all the smiles we can get. And they're both healing, happiness and smiles. Anytime you can focus on one thing that makes you feel good. In fact, a friend of mine posted a poster on Facebook just a little while ago this morning that was saying, even if it, I can't remember exactly what she said, but something like, even if there's so many things going wrong in the world in your life, what's one thing that can make you smile? And, you know, and you can smile about it. And then once you think about that thing, you think, oh, you know, but there are some other things that are going right and that are going well. And it's not everything that's going wrong, even when it seems like it, because some of the things that are going wrong are so big and out of our circle of control. So, you know, but what's in our circle of control, and I've had to remind myself this, you know this, lately I've been having to remind myself constantly, you know, not just every day, but throughout the day, circle of control, Margo, circle of control. Focus on what you can control, not all the stuff out there that you're concerned about, but what you can actually do moment to moment, day by day. And one of the things we can do is choose to smile.
Yep. And make others, you know, give that happiness to other people. Somehow, you know, invade their space with happiness.
I like that. I've never heard you say it that way before. Invade their space with happiness. And like I like
sometimes
to think of it as this warm golden sunshine. Be warm golden sunshine in the lives of the people that you know.
Well, if you smile at somebody, oftentimes, you know, you can tell exactly point blank right then if they're in a good mood or not, because 9 times out of 10 they'll smile back, even if they're not in the greatest mood. Only if it's dire sequences and they're really in the dumps do they not smile in return. And this can be anybody you meet.
So it's
an interesting, you know, qualifier when you think about the health of the mind and the effect that a smile plays on it.
I know. It seems like when you think about it, that wouldn't be that big a thing, but it is. It's huge.
Yeah.
And
no,
it also, as it says in the lyrics in the song, you have the lyrics in front of you, I think, about how it connects us. And so, you know, that's one of the other things that it does, is it makes a connection.
Yeah.
Between you and me, that's part of the song there too, and it's so true.
Yeah, it is true, and I'm glad that you really enjoy this and have helped me write it, and you know, enjoyed my lyrics, the ones that I've come up with. But a lot of this came from you too. A lot of it was either a reaction to something you said, or you just had the idea. You know, so it's just one of those things that it's a collaboration.
Yeah. A co-creation and a collaboration.
One of the things I noticed about writing songs is I used to get to the point where the first song I wrote, I think, was Waterfall on the guitar, and I just had this sequence of notes, and I would play it just to warm up my hands, really. And then that sequence of notes led to another sequence of notes, led to another and another and another, and then it became that song. And then I started writing songs with lyrics, and the first one was a collaboration with another man when I was 18 years old in a fraternity in Colorado, and that was called Come Some Other Morning. And
that was
a beautiful song of, that was the first really lyric song I wrote. But and that had a good message and everything else, and it was a good song. And then I wrote a number of other songs, and it was most of all, I wanted to hear the sound of the music meet my expectations. In other words, I love changes in music probably more than the lyrics. So oftentimes in the early days when I would write songs, I would write the music first and then write a lyric that sounded like the music. And oftentimes this would lead to songs that didn't have a direct focus or purpose. And the thing that I'm starting to do now, later in my years, is write songs with more purpose. And that's the reason why things like Smile, and then we've got Free Fall in the works, and that's a wonderful song, and that's got purpose. It speaks about that time, that instance of time, again, sometimes accompanied by a smile, when you first are drawn to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the most recent song that we haven't started really recording yet, at least down in the studio, called Angels in the Sun. And you know as well as I that that's a collaboration between you and I directly. And take some music that I had written a long time ago and now put it into a lyrical form that honors our moms, both your and my mom, and really moms everywhere, because that's one of the most universal, giving people. That's not said correctly, but you know what I mean.
Moms are pure love. That's what it is, you know.
Yeah. And this song kind of speaks to that. It just thanks the universe for that feeling that moms give us, really.
Yeah, you know, I've been calling my mom an angel in the sun ever since the day that she became one on October 25th of 2006.
Well, she gave you that little angel that last time you saw her. That's...
Yeah, the last time I saw her was the beginning, I think October 1st was when I was going to just drive home, and she gave me this little tiny crystal angel on a card. I think it was from Hallmark, and I still have it, and it's one of my most treasured possessions. And if I had known that was the last time I was ever going to see her, I can still picture standing there outside the house, hugging her in the sunshine. Oh, and sunshine just reminds me so much of her. But yeah, she gave me that little angel, and then when I heard that she had made her transition from my brother, I was driving up. He had called me and said, "Mom, Mario, you got to get up here right away." So I had tried to drive there, and it was around 7:30 in the morning that he called me, and he said, "Mario, go home. She already made her transition. You might as well go home and be with Dudley and Xander." So I went home and sat in the chair of yours and over by the sunshine near the window and got out my yellow pad of paper that I write my morning pages on. And I wrote, "Mom, what are you trying to tell me?" And then I meditated for 15 minutes and let her answer. And I've been doing that so many times since then. And it just, you know, she's in the sunshine. It's like, you know, whenever I go
out. So what did she tell you that time?
Well, I don't remember the exact thing from that day, but the I'd have to look back through my morning pages, which I have so many of. But the thing is, though, that more than anything is people, she used to even tell me that, you know, the people we love who pass away, that they were up in the stars, you know, and you could look out at night and see them, and you didn't know really which one it was, but they were sparkling down on you. And I loved the idea, though, of her being in the sunshine. So when I look outside and see the sunshine, when I would feel the sunshine on me and look up, I could just feel the rays of sunshine coming down on me. And I just have to say, though, that, you know, this song started out as being for your mom and my mom, but I feel like really anybody who is a good person that's up there, it can also be our angel in the sun, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, your dad, my dad, I mean, that's one of the things that Abraham says, is that when people make their transition, they're in positive energy. So even if they didn't seem as positive when they were here on Earth, the only way you can feel them with you is when you're feeling gratitude and appreciation and love and being in the moment. So, you know.
That's really true. That's really true. I felt that. I felt that difference.
You
well,
know, I think that's one of the things she told me, though, is that you have to be in your present moment enjoying life to feel me, and I And when I am, I do.
Yeah.
So, back to Smile.
Yeah, you want to play the song now?
Yeah, I think hopefully people are curious enough to hear it now. And we will talk about it a little bit after the song as well. So this is Smile. It's just over 4 minutes. And yet, I have to say, Dudley, it seems like it's shorter than 3 minutes to me because it just seems like it goes by too fast. So here
it's
we go.
Always a good thing. Always.
Yeah, exactly. So here's Smile. So much.
Does get you going.
Oh, wow. You know, I don't know if you mentioned it or not, but that's both of us singing, and That's been such a dream come true for me, to be able to sing with you and Xander, and to sing at the recording studio with Robert Barry recording us. And, oh, my gosh, just, you know, so much fun.
It's unusual, but I think it was Max Newton from our West Coast Songwriters group that first made a note of it and heard us when we would sing in unison. And a number of people had said during the time that we were singing in unison, why don't you sing in harmony? And this is true, you know, and that's possible, and there have been places where we do sing in harmony, but the strength of our singing in unison is brought out in part, you can hear it in this song. It creates a voice between the two of us that is neither you nor me. It's the combination of our voices, and it's really an unusual, great sound. I really like the way it sounds. So, and I've heard a couple other artists lately on television, wherever I heard them, must have been television, that were singing in unison. And I thought, wow, at the time I was listening to them thinking the same thing. It creates this voice that's a combination of the two of them, not quite one or the other, with a fullness and a strength that you can't get from a single voice.
Exactly. It creates a whole, a third type of voice, but also a fuller voice than when you have just the one person singing.
Well, yeah, you have the highs covered, I've got the lows covered. Then you just thinking about it that way, you know, you can see where it would really extend the range of the vocal capabilities or the way you hear the sound, I suppose.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Robert Barry saying when he was recording the song for us, and he did such an amazing job, but I remember him saying, you know, I'm listening to it, I'm going, well, I think that's Margot. No, that's Dudley. No, that's Margot. Back and forth, you know, he's going. And sometimes I can't tell who's singing or not, you know, or whatever. But it was really funny. And, oh, he is just such a joy to record songs with. And
he really is. It's a very tense situation to write a song and see it come to life. I mean, perhaps it's not as much for Robert, but for me, it's a very tenuous thing because every single change, every single new instrument, everything that he does, I have to be in agreement with and be excited about and make sure that it just does forward the song. And usually it does. But there are times when I'll have to stop him and say, no, we have to go back to the way it was. And he'll look at me kind of funny, and then he'll do it and go, okay, yeah, you're right, that sounds better. And it's just, it's one of those things where you have to work that out, and you can't be afraid to say anything, but at the same time, you don't want to interrupt the flow that comes from the creativity when you're putting something like that together. So it's a really amazing situation to be in, and I've been in studios in Michigan and Colorado and all over the place recording songs for various different groups and for different reasons, and I've never felt the way I do when I go into Robert's studio. I feel like I'm at home, and I feel empowered, really, to produce the best sound that I can.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all, you know, a product of the way that Robert approaches recording and how he does it in such a precise manner, yet with such ease.
Oh, I know. That's
it, never feels
forced,
yet it's an incredible thing that he's creating. So,
yeah, well, it's like, wonderful. I don't know, even I've lost track how many songs we've recorded with him, because there's the two albums, and then there's the single songs that we've done, including this one and Free Fall.
I think we're going on like 37 songs out of the studio so far.
Yeah, maybe even 38. I don't know. I can't remember. I'll have to count sometime.
Maybe
I'm just not a numbers person.
For some reason sounds right.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not a numbers person really, but yet the same day that we started working on Smile down there, we recorded Free Fall also, and I really wish we could play that one today too. But you just want to do a few more tweaks to that one before.
Yeah, it's just not
before we release
not
it.
Finished yet. It's one of those kinds of things where after hearing then the second recording or time that we spent in the studio with this song.
Mm-hmm.
There are still some things that they're not working their way out the way I want them to. And I know that you may not agree with me, but I think after you see what I have to do and you hear the difference, I think you will at that point. some of it's kind of, you know, very subtle, and other parts really aren't. There are just changes that need to be made in the song. But I do love that song, and I'm really looking forward to working on that.
Yeah,
but then
I'm
there's, you know,
to
talking about new
it.
Songs, there's Angels in the Sun, and that's the one that I really want to see come to fruition. And that, we haven't put it together in the studio, although we're playing it for the first time for West Coast Songwriters.
No, it's not the first time, but we're playing it again for West Coast Songwriters. That's
oh,
the
we
thing
did play it for West Coast Songwriters?
Well,
oh, that's right, we did. That's when they
yeah, we have before.
This is the pre-chorus and so on, and we changed
right.
it. We changed it again.
Well,
okay,
that's
well,
one of the nice things about the West Coast Songwriters Zoom events that we've been hosting every month for San Rafael on the first Tuesday of the month, by the way, everyone, in case you want to join us. But it's songs in progress now, and so we get ideas from other people when we perform our songs or play the songs from the recording or whatever and can make tweaks on them. But, yeah, I'm super excited to get to the studio and record Angels in the Sun, and when we do that, we can have Robert do the final tweaks for Free Fall, and then it'll be ready to go, too.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm working, well, I've got the cover for Smile, but I still haven't gotten the video worked out for Smile, but that's in the works, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to gather smiles. That's what I'm doing at this point in time for the video. But that should be a lot of fun. And hopefully that's one of the kinds of things that you'll be able to see and hear exactly what a smile feels like.
Yeah, I was even thinking it would be really fun if we got a bunch of people that want to send us pictures on Facebook or post pictures on Facebook of people smiling, them smiling, friends, family smiling, groups of people, you know, and you're going to do animals too, so animals
yeah.
smiling, anything,
yeah.
you know, and
yeah.
we can then if they give us permission, we could use them in the video. That would be really fun.
Well, let's post that and let's start gathering that as well, because we have some start to it, but let's do that. Let's put that on I'll put it on my Facebook page. You can do it on yours. And we'll just ask all our friends if we can use their smiles and to send us a smile.
Yeah, yeah. And while we're asking them right now, too.
This is true. This is true.
As long as they hear it with before and send it to us before the video is recorded or created, then that could
yeah.
be part of it. So, yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, I also want to, before I forget, I'm excited because we've been talking so much about Robert Berry and how awesome it is and fun it is to be able to record the songs with him down at Soundtech Studios in Campbell. He is my guest for next week again.
Oh, yeah.
As well, and I can't believe it, but it's been almost a year since he was on last time. We used to always do two shows a year, he and I, together, because we would do one that was focused on his regular music, and then one toward the holidays that was focused on December people. But he didn't do one for December people last year, so yeah, it's
he wrote a song though last year, a new December people song.
Right, but I mean, they didn't do the concerts, and that's
right.
They
didn't
do
the concerts, and that yeah is sad.
The concerts are so much fun. Anyway, we're going to, during the show, I'm going to be playing two of the songs from his new album, 3.2, Third Impression, and we'll be talking about the songs that are going to be on that. It is going to be released on February 12th, so I get to interview him just before it comes out.
Yeah,
and
he's done
really
amazing work with 3.2 and that style of music, and that is where his heart really lies, I think, in music. That's where he goes when he's, you know, really fully immersed in it, in the feeling and the thought and the heart of the music. I think that that's where he is, that in that style of music, that Keith Emerson's, you know...
Emerson, Berry, and Palmer.
Right.
Yeah.
But Keith's influence on him was huge, and
mm-hmm.
he brought that and brings that into this material. Some of it was material that had been written with Keith or nuances that had come from Keith that
yeah.
he developed into material. But everyone should listen to those albums, 3.2, and then this is 3.2, The Third Impression.
Yeah, the first one's called 3.2, The Rules Have Changed.
Right, the rules.
And it was so funny, though, when you look back on it, because the rules did change last year. I mean,
yeah.
Oh,
really,
my gosh. Yeah,
the
I mean,
the world had to change.
Yeah, I remember talking to Robert about, oh, my gosh, the rules really have changed.
How did you know they were going to change?
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah. I was just thinking, too, about Smile again and how every time we drive up to Soundtech Studios, as soon as we drive up there, I start smiling. We walk into the studio, I'm smiling. We see Robert, he's smiling, we're smiling. I mean, it's like, you know, it's just so much fun, so much
fun. Yeah. And to bring in the guitars and plug in and start playing and, you know, track after track and... It just, it's amazing to see the song come to fruition. I know I've said this before, but it's one of the most amazing things I've ever done in my life. And I've now done it close to 40 times with this man. But to have a basis for a song, an idea, maybe the chords and a working vocal, that sort of thing, and then to see it get built into this final piece that is just wonderful. It's what I think... Robert used to call radio quality or performing quality. And, you know, it's something that's finished enough that you could hear it on the radio. So
yeah, exactly.
The way he's going when he finishes a song.
And
but
one of the things I wanted to mention, too, that is the way he does it. He records each track separately, which is the way I think it used to be done all the time. But, I mean, some of the people now just put the whole band together and just record it all in one fell swoop.
Well,
and
there's a lot of people that do that, and there's a good reason for that, because there's a certain energy in a group that's worked together in particular for a long time. You get that sync down, and sometimes that's good to record it. I've done it both ways. When we recorded...
with Bob and Laura
Ambrose.
Lee.
No, this was a long time ago.
Oh, a long time
ago. We recorded it as a group. And then the engineer stopped and he said, okay, well, that's good. But then he took a couple different parts that he wanted to re-record and recorded those separately and worked them into the mix. So that's about the only time I can remember when I've recorded as a group. And it also takes a hell of a studio and a hell of a group of musicians to, you know, mic that and keep it all on the same level according to what they want to see in terms of strength of each instrument and vocal. So,
yeah, that's an interesting thought. And it makes me wonder whether when Robert records Leaf and his Tempest band, whether they do any of that together, because they're so amazing when they're all together.
Well, they
did record
those sessions this last year that they went online with, and that was obviously the whole group playing in his studio.
Yeah, but that was just a Facebook Live. That wasn't a recording.
Yeah, that wasn't a recording session.
No. Anyway, we've only got 11 minutes left. Can you believe it?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other song that I wanted to play,
maybe that's another new song, Fun.
Okay, write that down. Fun. Okay, I'm writing it down. Song, Fun.
Maybe it starts off with Time Flies When You're Having Fun. Maybe that's the lead line.
Okay. Anyway, it does fly when you're having fun. So now you derailed my train of thought. Oh, what I was going to say is I want to play our song Holiday on Earth. And I've played it on the show before, but I have several different reasons why I want to play it today. And one of the reasons is because of the fact that none of us knows how long we're going to be here on the earth. And it's a reminder, the song is a reminder to live your music. It's a reminder to be who you're supposed to be here on earth and to enjoy the time with people and animals and nature and just, you know, really enjoy the journey. That's what it's about. And
spread the smiles.
Yeah, and it's based on Earl Nightingale's quote that I have in my book also, but it's just such an important part. Enjoy the journey of life, not just trying to get somewhere, you know. And
right.
Yeah. So anyway,
well,
I'd like
it's
to play.
So funny because everyone has done this. They've had a project where they wanted to create something, and the end result was what they were working toward, whatever it was, building something, creating something, painting, picture, book, a project, a, something you build, whatever. But when you get done, you look at it and you go, there it is. And
uh-huh.
At that point in time, you realize that the real enjoyment of whatever it was in putting all the pieces together. And the enjoyment of each part of that section coming together and magnifying the whole thing until it was finished. So it is, it's the joy of the journey.
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, there's another song.
Okay, write that down while I, and then be quiet, and I'm going to play Holiday on Earth, and then we'll talk some more after that.
Why is that to be quiet?
And Holiday on Earth is a little less, it's about 3 minutes and 45 seconds, so it's a little less than 4 minutes. Here we go, Holiday on Earth by the Donators.
Oh, is the guy saying muted? That's what I was hearing. I guess I was making a noise, and then I heard a muted. But
I had you muted, and I unmuted you for a second, and I realized you were talking, so I muted you again.
Well, I heard a voice. That's what I couldn't tell what was going on. I heard this voice in the background. Anyway. Holiday on Earth.
You know, I seem to recall that we recorded that, or you well, I was there. I've been there for every single session. It was
not
in 2006,
single.
But it was before I started singing, before I was even brave enough to try singing. That was, though, I think the week before my mom became an angel and the sun that we recorded that with Robert, because I remember telling her about that. And, wow. You know, so we've kind of come full circle back to the angels in the sun at the end of the show.
Yeah, it's true. Well, part of a lot of the reason I wrote this song was because of you and Earl Nightingale, and
mm-hmm.
the statement that we're all angels having, or we're all spiritual people having
spiritual beings
on
having
Earth.
A human experience. Yeah,
or having a holiday on Earth.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
This is, you know, I mean, it's when you realize that, when you think about that, it makes so much sense. It's really true, and then it makes you think, okay, let's go out and make some happy. You know, let's do something fun. Let's enjoy this, you know, time that we're here. Let's not try and overachieve every other person on the planet or make ourselves more beautiful or all this
mm-hmm.
stuff. Let's just get out there and do it. You know, be part of it. Smile, enjoy, have fun.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, Xander said that so much about my mom, that that's one of the things that he learned from her, is about being kind and flexible and letting and just having fun. You know, people just remember her for that and thank her for that when they think of her. So, you know, so many of us take ourselves way too seriously, and Abraham Hicks has always said life is supposed to be fun, and I can totally resonate with that. When they said that, it just felt so true. And then also that saying that we're human beings having a spiritual experience. I can't remember if it was Deepak Chopra or Wayne Dyer said that, but originally I think it was somebody else.
We're spiritual beings having a human experience.
Did I say it backwards?
I can't remember. It sounded
Anyway, we are spiritual beings having a human experience instead of human beings having an occasional spiritual experience.
Right.
And
because the spirit is total all, everything.
It's who we really are. It's
the essence of us, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing,
you know,
to think that there are so many different spirits. And each individual one is completely different.
I know.
Twins may be the only exception to that rule, but aside from that, and they're only similarities, you know, but gosh, there's billions of people in it. They all have their own spirit, their own individual, completely unique person.
I know,
that's
it's
incredible.
A mind blower. We've got 2 minutes left, so what do you want to say just before we go?
I'm happy to be where I am when I am, and this being the day before my 74th birthday, I feel really graced to be in good health and to be in a place that I adore to be in, to have you as my wife and my son as my son.
Mm-hmm.
Both of you are amazing people that I can't get enough of. It's a unique thing to go on vacation with two other people and you just want to be with them all the time. I mean, you want to be in the place where you are and enjoy that, but the other people that you're with are much more important than anything else. And that's the way I feel when I'm with the two of you. And I also feel so grateful that we are in a moving environment that has its ups and downs, that has things like the pandemic going through and so on and so forth. But we have to maintain a joy in our lives and a smile on our faces and really want to be in a good place. I think that that's the essence of all people, I think, is good. I really do. I think that people are forced into negative things, which turns them into negative people. But I really believe that you could flip those people and there's a good person on the, you know, in there somewhere.
I totally agree.
And
we're
going to
get cut off any second, though. But I totally agree. You said so many things that I agree with. And, you know, part of the reason you and Xander and I have so much fun is we enjoy the journey, even when we're going on a vacation to Squaw Valley or to the ranch or to Maui or wherever. just down
and
to
when
the
when I tore
down.
Up my leg, my knee that one time, we built a robot, Sander and I, you know, that
yeah.
sort of thing. I mean, and that's a whole different journey for a terrible reason and so on and so forth, but we ended up having fun.
Yeah.
So
well,
again,
the live show just ended with that.
With fun.
But the recording, we have a few more seconds. So anyway, for the recording, please, everyone, smile. Listen to the song, smile. Send this to your friends and family, and let's get some smiles and fun going here during our holiday on Earth, okay? So everybody out there,
smile,
please.
Breathe, and have fun.
Yeah, breathe, smile, and have fun, and live
breathe
your music. Yeah.
Bye
for now, everyone.
I always wonder why people reminded you to say breathe, because you have to breathe just to stay alive. So I've never understood
yeah.
why people said that.
Because when you speak and when you sing, you can be holding your breath, and
oh,
it's because you're scared. Breathe, smile, have fun. Okay.
Yes.
Bye for now, everybody.
Bye.
Live
love
your
you.
Music. Love you too. Bye.
Bye.